USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff announced his panel will investigate President Trump's personal financial dealings, including his foreign interests.
Our job involves making sure that the policy of the United States is being driven by the national interest, not by any financial entanglement, financial leverage, or other form of compromise.
President Trump dismissed it as politically motivated.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack.
Schiff also wants a broad new probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The parents of an Alabama man mistakenly shot and killed by a police officer joined a protest outside the state attorney general's office because he didn't press charges against the officer.
My son was murdered. You had no intentions on doing the right thing from the start.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Now all three of Virginia's top elected officials are battling controversy. Attorney General Mark Herring is now apologizing for wearing blackface when he was a 19-year-old University of Virginia student. He says he and his friends dressed up as rappers at a college party in 1980. In a statement, he apologized, saying he is, quote, deeply sorry for the pain that I caused with this revelation. He says, it's not a reflection of who he is nearly 40 years later. He had already called for Governor Ralph Northam to resign over a racist photo in his med school yearbook. And the woman accusing Virginia's lieutenant governor of sexual assault is now talking. In a statement by her lawyer, Dr. Vanessa Tyson outlined the events of the 2004 Democratic National Convention. She says Fairfax exposed himself and forced her to perform oral sex. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The president says he expects the Islamic State group will soon lose the last remnants of territory it once controlled in Iraq and Syria. He told representatives of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the militants he expects the official word next week.
That we will have 100% of the caliphate.
He acknowledges the group's remnants are still a threat. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the coalition the U.S. will keep leading the fight.
ISIS remains a menace.
But there are worries at the Pentagon that the president's unexpected move to pull all of American troops out of Syria could get in the way.
There will be a decrease and the amount of pressure that we'll be able to apply.
Major General James Hacker told a House panel that the mission now is figuring out how to keep up the pressure without the boots on the ground.
We're falling into water. We're not going to extinguish the main. We're not down around the building.
Put the water on the building. The building. The water on this side.
San Francisco firefighters are cleaning up a huge gas fire that erupted after an explosion. Fire Chief Joanne Hayes White says 8 workers who were close to the fire have been accounted for with no injuries.
There's a lot of work going on in the city, like you know, and so it looks like I would anticipate that the gas line was breached by the workers working on the fiber optics.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.